Hello, welcome. We're going to discuss cash distributions. A company must have cash before it can make a cash distribution to shareholders. We'll examine a company's sources of cash. Occasionally, the cash comes from a recapitalization or the sale of an asset, but in most cases, it comes from the company's internally generated free cash flow. Recall that free cash flow is defined as the amount of cash flow available for distribution to investors after expenses, taxes, and the necessary investments in operating capital. Thus, the sources of free cash flow depend on a company's investment opportunities and its effectiveness in turning those opportunities into reality. Notice that a company with many opportunities will have large investments in operating capital and might have negative free cash flow, even if it is profitable. When growth begins to slow, a profitable company's free cash flow will be positive and very large. Home Depot and Microsoft are good examples of once fast-growing companies that are now generating large amounts of free cash flow, because once a firm is established in their market and they're a leader in their industry, they have more than likely paid down the majority of their debt, their operations are in place, they're no longer investing into large growth projects, and now they are just generating free cash flow from current operations. There are only five potentially good ways to use free cash flow. One, pay down interest expenses after tax. Pay down the principal on the debt. We want to knock out that debt first. It is such a burden. It holds liabilities onto our assets, and now the owner of our assets shifts from us to the debt holder. So pay down the debt as quickly as possible. Three, pay out dividends to your shareholders. Four, repurchase stock. Go to the market. Actually go back and repurchase your own stock. Buy short-term investments or other non-operating assets. So we can buy other companies' stocks. We can buy another company's corporate bond issuances. If a company's free cash flow is negative, then its uses of free cash flow must also be negative. For example, a growing company often issues new debt rather than repaying debt and issues new shares of stock rather than repurchasing outstanding shares, even if free cash flow becomes positive. Some of its uses can be negative, such as repurchasing or issuing new debt. A company's capital structure choice determines its payments for interest expenses and debt principal. A company's value typically increases over time, even if the company is mature, which implies its debt will also increase over the time. Over time, if the company maintains a target capital structure. So, a value will increase as we have the right debt-to-equity mix, because if we finance operations correctly and optimally, it will help the rest of our operation turn in a more fluid fashion. If a company instead were to pay off its debt, then it would lose viable tax shields associated with the deductibility of interest expenses. Therefore, most companies make net additions to debt over time rather than net repayments, even if free cash flow is positive. The addition of debt is a negative use of cash, free cash flow, which provides even more free cash flow for other uses. A company's working capital policies determine its level of short-term investments, such as treasury bills or other marketable securities. Marketable securities being maybe another company's stock. Recognize that the decision involves a trade-off between the benefits and costs of holding a large amount of short-term investments. In terms of benefits, a large holding reduces the risk of financial distress should there be an economic downturn. Also, if growth opportunities turn out to be better than expected, short-term investments provide a ready source of funding that does not incur the flotation or signaling cost due to raise external funds. So, we don't want to take on the additional cost of issuing new stock to raise capital, because then we can create negative free cash flows in instances like this, and we want to avoid negative free cash flows if possible. However, there is a potential agency cost If a company has a large investment in marketable securities, then managers might be tempted to squander the money on perks such as corporate jets or high-priced acquisitions that are unnecessary and that aren't the most efficient, effective sources of capital for our shareholders. However, many companies have much bigger short-term investments than the previous reasons can explain. For example, Apple has over $100 billion and Microsoft has about $60 billion as free cash flow. The most rational explanation is that such companies are using short-term investments temporarily until deciding how to use the cash. So they're just sitting on the cash and they're using short-term investments, right, to fund whatever they need in their operations. So they're just sitting on all this cash and they're trying to decide on what to do with all this cash. And in the meantime, as they sit on this cash pile, they're funding their operations with short-term investments and liabilities. Purchasing short-term investments is a positive use of free cash flow, and selling short-term investments is negative use. If a particular use of free cash flow is negative, then some other use must be larger than it otherwise would have been. In summary, a company's investment opportunities and operating plans determine its level of free cash flow. The company's capital structure policy determines the amount of debt and interest payments. Working capital policy determines the investment in marketable securities. The remaining free cash flow should be distributed to shareholders, with the only question being how much to distribute in the form of dividends versus stock repurchases. Obviously, our example is a simplification because companies sometimes scale back their operating plans for sales and asset growth if such reductions are needed to maintain an existing dividend or temporarily adjust their current financing mix in response to market conditions, and often use marketable securities as a shock absorber for fluctuations in short-term cash flows. Still, there is an interdependence among operating plans which have the biggest impact on free cash flow. Financing plans which have the biggest impact on the cost of capital, working capital policies which determine the target level of marketable securities, and shareholder distributions.